back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
We are rolling along this morning, and Atlanta United, they came back from a 1-0 deficit, and they play St. Louis. They played them to a 1-1 draw on Saturday night. So they are now 2 wins, no losses, and 2 draws in their last 4 road matches. Both draws came from trailing positions. So, you know, you saw them make a comeback in the previous one, and then now in this draw against St. Louis.
Yeah, and I think that's such a huge stat from the simple standpoint of, you know, for so long we've known Atlanta as a team that thrives at home and can do so many different great things at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and that kind of has been flipped on its head here of late. And then I also think the other thing is Rob Valentino, that he has these guys at least fighting. And listen, when I knew this topic was going to come up, it was do you want the good news or the bad news? Because
do the good news.
The good news first is that you found a way to get a draw and get a point out of this road game. And honestly, I think they played at a pretty high level. The bad news is they were beneficiaries of a couple of calls that were questionable at best, one going against St. Louis and one going in favor of Atlanta United. St. Louis actually has an offsides call that wasn't called offsides on a goal, but it looked like goalie interference because the offsides player was actually in the goalie's box at the time. So that goal is waved off. And then you have kind of a little bit of a questionable foul that, you know, allows Atlanta to score on the PK later in the game, or at least on the ricochet of the PK. And that's how things kind of came to fruition for United. But it's nice, and I think you take what you can out of it. But at least this team, to me, at least this team's kind of fighting and clawing to do what they can.
They have a pulse.
That's it. And that's all you can ask for right now is in terms of these away games. So
I was just going to ask you. I was going to be like, they look alive.
And listen, it is what it is right now. You just got rid of Giakoumakis. You just fired your coach. There's all kinds of rumors about Almada heading into July and heading into this international window and everything else going on. So the fact that you have a team that is still sort of finding its identity and scratching and clawing and still trying to play at a high level and playing hard. And shout out to guys like Brad Guzan and Caleb Wiley, who Caleb Wiley's, 19 and is now a veteran of this team. It's just nice to see. Well, it's nice to see.
You mentioned with the coaching change, right? But he's been here before.
Right.
And so Valentino's been here before, and I can't remember his exact record before, but I think he had 4 wins.
He was good.
Did take over in the last regime.
I've had questions from people, Tiff, that kind of ask what's the odds that Rob Valentino is able to hold on to this job long term, and I think it's very high. Like I'd put it at 80% or above. And I think it's very I hate to say this, but it's very Raheem Morris-ish. You know, where you have the interim title a couple of years ago and you have the opportunity to make things right a couple of years later and you're like, should have gone with this guy all along.
And he stayed. I think that has a lot to do with maybe the way that this team is playing right now. It's someone that you're familiar with. And lots of times, you know, the guy who's not the head coach, but he's there, right? He's always with, you know, it's almost like, you know, you always kind of find a bond with your assistant coach. No, I'm serious. Sometimes it's like that, right?
Well, I'm laughing because I think anybody who's played a team sport has been in that situation.
Yeah.
Where sometimes your head coach just sounds a little crazy. And he's talking in front of the team, and you keep looking at the guy on the left kind of over his shoulder. Then you're like kind of looking at the facial expression that guy's making, like, this is really probably the guy I'm looking at that kind of has the pulse of the team. And I'm not saying that's Gonzalo Pineda at all. But I'm saying, well, I think we've all been in that position where you're kind of looking at the other guy going, are you listening to this? You know, I don't know if I understand what this guy's trying to say.
If you played, team sports, like you said, we have all.
Everybody has that 1A head coach, you know what I mean? The guy over the shoulder. So
that's
a better way
to put it.
Valentino, look, everybody I've talked to about Rob Valentino, great dude. Good coach, seems to really understand the Atlanta United culture that's made this team so great in these home atmospheres, as far as like counterattacks, quick strikes, being vertical, not so much possession based and being so tactical, but just quick lightning, you know, blitzkrieg style of soccer that's made this team so fun to watch over the years.
It's interesting to see that Tata has just, of course, led Atlanta United to a title.
Yep.
He's got Miami just basically running away with the East. Seems like.
Well, that's you got.
But you can't look back. You got to look forward, my friend. Can't be longing.
It's a pretty good thing to have on your side.